Good morning. Hey, or good afternoon. Spencer here. So I just want to ask this question up front. Here's the, I guess, challenge. Have you met someone or a family that it only takes a couple of weeks to realize that they have some true inner joy? I mean, on the inside, they just smile. They just know that they're smiling. They're at peace on the inside. They know that there's this bigger thing going on than just themselves. They're not just full of pride. They're not just throwing words out there about the weather. You know, they just have this inner peace about them. And actually, it's contagious in their family, and you see it, and you just go, wow. You know, you look up to them. You go, I want that. I see that often. I think about that with families often because I have a young family, and I pay close attention. And I was reading 1 Thessalonians the other day, and I was spending time with a family that I love dearly, and I ran across, I think, what is the secret to someone when you first meet. See, Paul had only met the Thessalonians for 2 or 3 weeks, and it only took him that long to know and to understand that they were full of peace and that they were secure and joy. They had joy. And they had a lot of questions, believe me. But all of those things sort of went together, peace and joy and security. And he noticed that in them really quick. And in the end, in chapter 5, he gives them this advice. He says, and this is my advice or challenge. He says in verse 12, he says, honor those who are your leaders in the Lord's work. He said, work hard among you. They work hard among you and give you spiritual guidance. Show them respect and wholehearted love because of their work and live peacefully with each other. I don't think we see that enough. I don't think we take the time to mentor someone who is reaching out to us spiritually. I don't think we feel like we're equipped enough. Well, we don't have to run around saying, I'm too blessed to be strapped, you know, and all that kind of junk and throwing scripture out at people. That's not what people are looking for. They're looking for a steady hand. They're looking for someone who will steadfastly love them. You know, further down in verse 16, it says, always be joyful, never stop praying, be thankful in all circumstances. And this is God's will. And then in verse 21, is the part I love, and the reason I believe people that we look at that have this joy and that we really want, he says this in verse 24, God will make this happen. That is, he'll keep you blameless. He'll make you whole. The joy and the peace. God will make this happen. For he who calls you is faithful. So when you decide to make this intentional decision to do what God's asked you to do, then guess what? God does the rest. Do you have to sit back? No. He says we work hard as leaders. We work hard at this. But we begin to see something that's bigger than us. God begins to make these things happen that we could have never made happen ourselves. So my challenge to you is if someone's reaching out to you, that you give them the time of the day. That could very well, you know, if Jesus was on earth, that could very well be him reaching out at you for, you know, there's a lot there to be said. Well, I hope that if you are not experiencing that inner joy and peace and happiness, that you will reach out and that you will stop trying so hard to get it yourself from the world. Stop fueling the fire of your desires and start fueling the fire of his desires. And then the one who calls you will be faithful to make all other things happen. God bless. Have a great, great, great week. And don't forget to reach out to someone who's led you spiritually, who's giving you spiritual guidance, as it says here, and to just show them love. That'll mean so much to them.